The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. The Hartford Institute for Religion Research has unveiled the findings from its recent survey on the financial health of religious organizations after the pandemic. Study leader Dr. Carissa McCoskey.
So this report is part of a bigger initiative we're doing that's really just looking at how congregations are faring in the pandemic and post-pandemic time. So for this report, we just wanted to look into the financial aspect of congregations and see how that has been impacted or not by the pandemic.
So hit the highlights here. What did you find?
Yeah, so one of the most important things we found is that the median income of a congregation is higher than it's been in recent years. But this is not keeping pace with inflation. So in several sectors of our society, you know, we're feeling the effects of inflation. And so congregational income is about $45,000 lower than it should be if it were to maintain the same purchasing power as congregations from 2010. One of the other interesting trends we're seeing is the continuing use and popularization of online giving options by congregations. This is a trend that started before the pandemic as online websites and things like that have become more popular. So has online giving in congregations, but it really took off and is almost used by about 70% of congregations in 2023. So this continued emphasis on online giving is really important because people don't have to be physically present in a worship service in order to contribute financially to their congregation.
What did you find out from congregational leaders, religious leaders? Did they feel that their congregation was in good financial health?
Yeah, interestingly, about 61% of congregational leaders assessed that their congregation is either in excellent or good financial health. And this is an increase from the percent in 2020, which was only about 50%, and that's pre-pandemic 2020. So it's interesting that congregational leaders, while in the open-ended comments, were pretty nervous about financial state of their congregation and the financial future, but they still are assessing it as excellent or good. So we're wondering if this means that congregations are already looking internally about places where they can cut spending, maybe pull back on programmings or staffing, or they are realizing that their participants are responding to this need and maybe being more generous with their financial gifts.
Dr. Carissa McCoskey led this new study for the Hartford Institute for Religion Research. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.